Dictation for Julia Schmalbach, S-C-H-M-A-L-B-A-C-H. January 472, addresses a letter to Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, 779-7100. Dear Dr. Laynes, follow-up for Julia, stage 5 chronic kidney disease, history of lupus nephritis, which is not presently active. Doing transplant workup tomorrow in person. She denies any symptoms of decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, changes in urine, normal bowel movements, no edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Denies skin mucosal abnormalities, no alopecia. She works for the school system, so presently on a winter vacation. She takes all supplements, no medications, blood pressure at home in the 120s, 170s, today 140 over 80. No respiratory distress, there is pallor of the skin, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, no ascites, no edema, non focal. Most recent chemistries, November, creatinine 3.6, progressive over time, present GFR 14, stage 5, normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 10.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 5, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, present potassium acid base normal, nutrition stable, doing transplant workup. She does not want to discuss any issues about dialysis or fistula. She believes that her regimen of vitamins and diet will prevent this from happening or even reaching the point of transplantation, which unfortunately she already is, CKD stage 5. She needs to be clear with the transplant people, her objective, if she will not be taking transplant medications, what's the purpose of going through this process? So she needs to be open to transplant medications and others. She will continue chemistry on a regular basis. We will see her on the next 4 months or early as needed.